You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Thank you for tuning into Tomorrow during our 25th year on the air. This for the weekend of Friday, July 17th, 2020. Glad to have you with us. Even more gladder, or gladderer even. When you call in and participate on the program, I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
And we got Beth in Naples and Danny in Pembroke Pines and H in New York City, Erasmo on South Beach and Kim in Coconut Creek. The whole team gathered round to help you, to answer your questions, to address your concerns, to send out prizes when you participate on the program. So we certainly want to hear from you. It's very easy, by the way. Use the free Into Tomorrow app. That sounds the best, like you're right here in the studio. Or at the very least, you can pick up the phone and actually use it as a phone. I know it's an odd thing for most of us, but you can dial 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, anytime.
Amazon wants to give the good old shopping cart a 21st century upgrade. This past Tuesday, the e-commerce giant introduced Dash Cart, a smarter push cart that lets you skip the traditional cashier line. Furnished with a mix of sensors, a weighing scale, and cameras, the Dash Cart can tell what you're placing inside of it. Once you're done picking out what you want, you can simply walk out of the store through a special checkout lane, and Amazon will bill you automatically.
Oh, boy.
The Dash Cart also has a touchscreen up front through which you can access your Alexa shopping lists, view the items in your cart, and enter a coupon code. Amazon says they're first debuting the Dash Cart in its own traditional supermarket in the Woodland Hills neighborhood of L.A.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great tech if they can actually make it work properly. But I'd love to be able to fill a shopping cart, and it just automatically does what it's got to do, and then just bills my card, and fine, I'm done.
You also have to wonder if the grocery stores are going to invest in these things, because that's what, still, these days, one of the biggest problems, even with those little locks they put on those wheels, that shopping carts disappear from stores.
Yeah.
And, you know, 30 years ago, I worked at a grocery store down here, and I remember them telling us that those shopping carts cost them $75 each, and that was 30 years ago.
They're now $500 or $600 each, yeah. So with no electronics on them.
So if that's what that costs, I can only imagine what the Amazon Dash Cart's going to cost these stores. And, you know, they're going to probably have a security guard following you out with your order to make sure you get the cart back.
Oh, geez. Speaking of Amazon, their already astronomical stock shot up another 10% between July 2nd and July 9th, giving its founder and CEO, Jeff Bezos, a net worth of $188 billion.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah. That's a $16 billion bump for the week. He remains the richest person on planet Earth, widening his lead over Bill Gates at number two now, who's worth an estimated only $110 billion. Now, Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Bezos, is now the richest woman in America. Pays to get married and then divorce the richest guy on the planet.
Just think about how much more money he'd have if he didn't have to be paying the
alimony. Yeah, of course. Well, she's got a $62 billion fortune now. Amazon's soaring stock price has pushed her fortune past that of Walmart heir Alice Walton, who was previously the richest woman in the U.S. But now, apparently, she'll have to start shopping at Walmart to save money.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because she's worth considerably less than the $62 billion that Bezos' wife, ex-wife, is now worth.
You know, Amazon itself could easily bail out all the family-owned small businesses right now.
Oh, you think they would? Not of course a chance.
Not a chance.
You know, I think it would be amazing if Amazon said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to concentrate on small business.
Right. Or maybe, you know, eliminate fees, at least temporarily, for small businesses that are selling through their store. But of course, that's one way they're making all their money. Not just people buying stuff on Amazon, but they obviously charge stocking fees and other fees to companies that sell through their site.
And it takes these small businesses a lot of profit from them in order to do that. But they, in many cases, don't really have much of a choice if they want to move some of their product. But, yeah, wouldn't that be nice if Bezos actually stepped up and said, all right, you know what I'm going to do since I'm the richest man on the planet anyway? I'm going to allow these small businesses, mom-and-pop shops, family-owned businesses, kind of the Etsy's of the world maybe, that kind of thing. Of course, Etsy probably don't want to hear it. Yeah. But to be able to have their products on and not take such a chunk from them, let them make a little more money. Take money from the big companies. They're making a fortune as it is. I think that's a great idea. Why don't we start that hashtag?
Okay. Defund Amazon.
Yeah. Whoa, there you go. Defund Bezos.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd even feel it.
No, probably not.
That's crazy.
The United Kingdom has joined the U.S. in banning Huawei from its 5G telecom network.
Good.
Reversing a January decision to allow the embattled Chinese tech company a limited role in building the country's super-fast wireless infrastructure. Operators such as BT and Vodafone have been given until 2027 to remove existing Huawei equipment from their 5G networks. Digital and Culture Minister Oliver Dowden said that new U.S. sanctions imposed on the company in May had significantly changed the landscape.
I'll bet. Wow.
Do you like touching your toilet brush?
I beg your pardon? No.
Or are you like me, trying to hold it with as little skin contact as possible, all the while trying not to gag, thinking about its intended purpose?
Well, it's your toilet.
Well, exactly. When you think of high-tech products, you don't usually think of things like a toilet brush. But I came across an interesting product out of Hong Kong that is currently on Kickstarter with an equally interesting name. It's the Good Papa. And they're saying it's the world's first self-sanitizing toilet brush. After cleaning the toilet, the Good Papa brush goes back onto its storage container, where it is bombarded with UV light from all sides, killing any lingering bacteria on the brush. And the container itself is lifted off the ground, allowing air to circulate and dry the brush. Now, they say when you're cleaning with the brush, the head spins at 300 RPM, meaning you don't have to keep scrubbing and splashing water everywhere, because that's just what I want to stick into my toilet, is a brush that's going to spin around really fast and fling water and other things everywhere.
Other, like dingleberries and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the point being is that you want this bacteria to not be in contact with you.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen a price listed yet, but I thought it was an interesting thing, and it charges with a USB cable, and they say that it'll last a few months on a single charge, which of course means then when the battery's dead, does that mean you have to then bring it to a computer or something to be able to charge the thing?
No. I hope you can bring your adapter into the bathroom and charge it overnight, and then it's good to go.
Yeah.
Literally. What is it called again?
The Good Papa.
The Good Papa should just clean his toilet anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But interesting. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. So now you have to report back. Executives at Facebook are considering a short-term ban on all political advertising ahead of the election. Yeah. The look you just gave me was, what? Some insiders, at least, are reporting that the social media giant has largely resisted pressure to take action against possible misinformation, even hate speech on its platform, and critics say barring political ads will not address content posted by users. Well, of course, then it shouldn't, because people have the right to say what they want. Right. You don't like it? Unfriend them. Ignore them. Mute them. Block them. Do whatever you want to do. Or counter the argument, not by name calling or anything goofy, but just, well, perhaps have you thought about this and, you know, describe your concern or something. Well, and if that doesn't work, then block them and whatnot.
Well, and of course, all that political blah, blah, blah on both sides was the driving force behind my Facebook break.
Yep. But only lasted a month.
It lasted a month, but even though, I mean, you've even noticed that I don't spend nearly as much time on there as I used to.
That's true.
I don't like things. I don't look. I mean, I might spend maybe 10 minutes a day on browsing Facebook throughout the day. That's about it now.
Wow. Well, that's kind of good. Researchers have developed a new numerical model to determine when the moon was created. It turns out our moon is 85 million years younger than we previously thought.
Interesting.
Oh, they grow up so fast. But can you imagine? The moon is 85 million years younger than we've been thinking all this time.
Wow.
Because of this new numerical model, apparently. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And it doesn't feel a day over 80 million years, probably.
Right. We've talked before about companies like Amazon who have made a killing during the coronavirus lockdowns. We can add another tech giant to the list, and it might be surprising. Samsung has said that it's expecting to report strong sales for the April to June quarter, despite the challenges brought on by the ongoing pandemic. The Korean tech titan said it's expecting to see an operating profit of nearly $7 billion for its second quarter.
Don't feel sorry for Samsung either.
Yeah. Ironically, as demand for smartphones, televisions, and home appliances fell during lockdowns imposed by governments, it's these very measures that appear to have boosted Samsung's bottom line, as an increase in remote working led to an uptick in demand for their server chips. That also prompted the price of those chips to increase as data centers clamored to snap up extra stock in response to the recent change in work behavior.
Wow. So they're taking advantage of that, and I guess rightly so. I mean, just like, you know, I can fault Amazon. I fault Amazon for everything I possibly can. But in the long run, you can't really fault them for taking advantage of the Rona and the pandemic issues and the fact that people are just ordering and then contactless delivery and so forth. But I guess it's good that everybody's able, not everybody, but some people are able to make more money. The problem with that is that then some others are not. And they're just either out of business, not going to be going back into business, and it's really a shame, especially as we talked earlier about benefiting small business and neighborhood businesses and your local companies that are just having it a very difficult time.
Yeah, I mean, there have been so many, even locally down here, so many, you know, small businesses that have had to close, and even national chains. I mean, I think last week Bed Bath & Beyond announced a few hundred stores now closing.
I mean, while it's a shame, especially for the employees, I don't have the same sympathy for the big corporations that are having to close things down. It's because they probably blew more money than they should have anyway. I have major sympathy, though, for the restaurants in your area, you know, the individually owned ones, not so much the franchises. Again, notwithstanding the fact that employees, obviously, have suffered if they're now out of work because of it. But in terms of the companies, that's why we've stressed for months now, even before the Rona, we have stressed supporting your local businesses, and you have favorite restaurants, and be sure to buy from them and support them so they'll hopefully stay in business. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and you know, and we tend to like to focus on bad things that companies do, not because we're negative, but because, you know, we try to make sure companies are responsible. But we also talk about some of the good things. I came across this story recently that Verizon, of all companies, because they're not really, you know, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
As an alternative to laying off so many workers that they have to lay off, they've been retraining about 20,000 of their employees to help them find other jobs once they
not
have to.
Not within their company, but
right.
Other jobs outside the company.
They have to lay a bunch of people off, so they've been working to retrain a lot of those employees for other jobs, at least, so that they can help reintroduce them to the job market.
See, I would not have thought of a company like Verizon doing something like that, that would help other people. Because they haven't in the past, but I think that's great, especially if it's a trade or, you know, some vocational opportunity to retrain people that won't benefit the company, but at least helps their employees transition for all the layoffs that may occur.
So at least it seems like they treat their employees better than their customers, but
yeah.
Somebody's got to be treated good.
Boy, I would hope. Anyway, wow. Liz in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Dave. I walk outside onto my back deck and lose my Wi-Fi signal. I'm literally no more than 4 feet outside my patio doors. What are my options to remedy this rather frustrating problem? Do I need a new router or a new modem? Do I have to rearrange these devices in my home? Is there some sort of product that I can hopefully easily plug in or something to boost or expand my Wi-Fi signal so I can at least sit out on my deck with a device and access my home network?
Liz, what an awesome question. It really is a good question. It's the kind we get regularly, and we're delighted to try to help you and others that have similar concerns. What you'll need depends mainly on your home and how it's built. Materials, size, things like that, they all impact radio signals. And Wi-Fi, of course, is another radio signal. But generally speaking, if you can't get a signal out there, your options will be limited. Now, you can move your router closer to that part of the house if that's an option for you. But that will probably just create another dead Wi-Fi spot somewhere else. But if it's not somewhere else where you spend a lot of time with your devices, maybe it won't be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise you're stuck looking at either a better router or, better yet, a system that uses several of them. Some routers have more powerful antennas, so if you want to keep to a single one, a beefy, usually more expensive router might do the trick.
Yeah, now otherwise a mesh system that we've talked about a lot recently, like Google Wi-Fi, Eero, or Netgear's Orbi, O-R-B-I, should do the trick, and it won't change anything about how you use your network. There'll be just one network to connect to. You won't have to disconnect or reconnect the different access points that make up the system. It'll automatically manage the handoff for you, so to speak, as you move about. So as far as you know, it will be like having a single device creating a single network.
Yeah, now those devices will probably cost you a couple of $100s,
yeah,
depending on how many you actually need. I mean, it might be more. But if that's the only dead spot, two will probably do it. A good quality router may cost you the same or slightly less, but it will come loaded with lots of features that you'll never use, and it'll be less focused on giving you better coverage. A bonus of the router over something like the Google Wi-Fi is that with IoT devices being as insecure as some of them are, having a VLAN for them may be a good option. But that's an advanced use case and something you probably won't do if you already know you wanted to do it.
Yeah. Keep in mind that our show notes are available for you. So in case you were driving or not able to catch all of our input there, visit intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for July 17th. And in the second hour of our 3 hours, there's your call and our show notes with the answer. Again, intotomorrow.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Thank you so much for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline.
From what we're told, being a young girl can be stressful in the best of times, but the pandemic has made it much harder. Fortunately, there's an app for that. With this week's Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute brought to you by Dexcom, here's Alfred Poor.
Thanks, Dave. It's not easy being an adolescent or teenager, even in the best of times. It's especially hard on girls as they cope with the shifting social and societal pressures at school, at home, and in the community. The pandemic has only heightened the sense of powerlessness and vulnerability that many young women feel. A new smartphone app and support service helps them deal with these issues. The service is called Moxie Girl, and it focuses on the positives that come from setting goals, creating action plans, and then tracking progress. The service also enlists the aid of trained mentors, who are typically young women enrolled in college. The app also encourages girls to connect with each other through messages and calls so that they can share experiences and tips and support. And the mentors encourage the girls to take actions to support their emotional health, such as taking walks or talking with family or friends. The pandemic is putting an emotional strain on many of us, and it's good to know that girls have a place that they can go for support. For Into Tomorrow, I'm Alfred Poor. Back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Alfred. The Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute brought to you by Dexcom. The future of diabetes management is here. Visit Dexcom.com to learn more. That's DEXCOM.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow Hot
Summer Giveaway
is well underway, and you've got to participate on the program because you want to win some of the cool stuff. Like, for example,
from Sanjin, got several radios, a wooden cabinet radio, their anniversary edition, and a PRD-17 FM radio, AM portable radio, specially designed for the visually impaired.
Ah, do you have a whole bunch of photos stuck on your phone? Of course you do. Who doesn't? Well, we've got from Mylio 1 year subscriptions to their premium photo organizing app. Every photo, every device, instantly organized. They sent several to us, valued at $99 each. You could win one of those.
From Kingston, they sent several of their Iron Key D300 64GB secure USB flash drives so you can keep your data safe.
Oh, that's cool. How about from Razer, their Black Widow Light Silent Mechanical Keyboard to up your productivity? A couple of those. Their Kaio Webcam, perfect work for home webcam with built-in adjustable ring light. A couple of those valued at $100 a piece. And their Basilic X hyperspeed wireless mouse that lasts up to 450 hours in Bluetooth mode. They sent a couple of those to share with you as well.
From WeBoost, we've got a Drive Sleek, their single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster valued at $200, and the Drive Reach, the multi-user booster valued at $500.
Company called SimpleSense sent water leak and freeze detectors for around-the-clock protection and alerts. Sent us several of those valued at $69 that just may save your house.
Yamaha sent us a couple of $1,000 worth of stuff, including an acoustic guitar with authentic reverb and chorus, a sonogenic keytar, which you can play without the wrong notes, and a drum module to transform acoustic drum sounds with studio quality effects.
Oh, and if you didn't hear the first hour this week where we talked to Craig Knutson from Yamaha, check that out. Visit the entire list at intotomorrow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. Call 800-213-5082. That's 800-213-5082. 800-213-5082.
Our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Hearing from you makes the show. You, our audience, make the broadcast. Let us solve your digital dilemmas. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, anything involving consumer tech, we want to hear from you at your convenience, by the way. You don't have to wait until you hear the show on your favorite radio station or streaming or podcast or other channel or source. You can call anytime and they will get you on the very next program, hopefully, and answer your question and address your concerns. Again, when I say call us, I also mean use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. We'd love it if you search those two words in your favorite app store, iOS devices, Android devices, smartphones, tablets, what have you, iPhones, iPads. Put the app on there. It takes up very little room. And then you can participate that way easily. It sounds like you're right here in the studio with us when you hold down the button that says message the studio. And then let us address your concerns. We're happy to do just that. Or the old-fashioned way, you can pick up any phone and dial 800-899-4686. 800-899-INTO. And join us on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest performs comedy shows and humor keynotes for corporations and associations, and I think this lady has the right attitude these days especially. Comedian, comedy writer, keynote speaker, the Work Lady is how she's known. Jan McGinnis. Jan, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm excellent, Dave. I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. One of the things that caught my attention is that you've been giving some really good tips about working at home. And it seems as though most of us are having to do that for the most part these days. And some top tips why working from home is better than the office. And I think a lot of people can perhaps relate to that.
It is. Well, I've been working at home for 25 years. Certainly, I tour the country, but in order to get the gigs to tour, you got to work from home. And
sure.
I've been doing it for 25 years. So lots of ideas for, you know, things you might not have thought about when you're working from home.
Like, for example?
For example, you know, people tell you, oh, you got to find a space in your house to make it your office. Yeah, that's right, but there's other things you might not think about, such as your chair, okay? You probably sit in your office chair 30 minutes a month to do bills. Get a comfortable chair now. Your back will thank you in a month when this is over.
Good point.
You don't think about things like the chair. Technology. Okay, the biggest frustration working from home would be technology, right? I don't know if your listeners out there would agree, but I feel like having to figure out the technology. Get your IT guy right now on speed dial, okay? Hmm. When your computer goes, you're going to want to get that. There's not going to be anybody to come in and sit down next to you and, you know, fix it really quick.
True.
You need to have that guy on handy, and you don't want to be fumbling around trying to find the number. Buy coffee. You know, you're going to be not drinking the free coffee anymore at the office. You're going to go through double, triple what you usually drink.
So you might even have to break down and buy a coffee maker, because if it's something that you depend on your office for, you know, as soon as you get to work and all day and right before you go home, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I need a K-cup type thing myself.
right, things you don't think about that just you get at work, you know. People will joke about wearing sweatpants, and, oh, you can wear your pajamas. Don't do that.
Really?
Then you will not fit into your work clothes in 3 weeks.
Oh, something that I bet a lot of us haven't thought about. It's like,
yeah.
Everybody thinks, well, at least, yeah, I could just roll out of bed and be there. And if I have to do like a webcam thing, then I at least put on a business shirt or maybe even a sport coat. But I'm just in my underwear. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, but you're right, though. If you're wearing comfortable clothes because you can, then you're also maybe pigging out throughout the day. That's not good.
Right. And so you don't have to full-blown, you know, dress up for work, but have some semblance of regular clothes you'd wear so that you'll fit into them. And along those lines, I know we're all running to the grocery store, but I'm telling you, watch what you buy. Don't buy a ton of snacks, because you've got to make it hard to reach the snacks. You know, you have to leave them at the store, because otherwise you will be snacking all day, and you'll be eating all the food you bought within the first week, because you're home. You can walk to the fridge back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So you got to watch that sort of stuff.
I'm hoping Chris and the guys in the control room are listening to that, because they're snacking way too much in that control room, and they're just getting bigger and bigger, and that's going to be a problem. I'm wondering, though, what you think, Jan, about talking about not just wearing pajamas or sweatpants and a T-shirt. Do you think there's also an attitude if you... Maybe not so much dressing up for work, but almost having kind of more of a work mentality that you're going to get more work done because you're kind of looking the part, even if you're just at home?
Yeah, of course. If you're in your pajamas, there's more of a draw. It's kind of a magnetic draw to the TV.
Yeah, or even the afternoon nap that you wouldn't normally be able to take.
Right. So, and also, funny, working at home, if you're dressing in your pajamas and all of a sudden you have to run out to the store or something, I've found myself standing in a mall, you know, wearing ratty jeans and T-shirt and going, okay, how did I get here with this?
Yeah. If you're only going to Walmart, that's a different story. But if you're going to hit any other store, then, yeah, you need to at least dress a little appropriately.
Yeah, even if you go to the grocery store, but that would give you a 6 feet boundary around you if you dress really badly.
Oh, jeez. Well, see, we could all learn a lot from these social distancing kinds of things, including the fact that you just don't want to be near them.
On your phone, you know, when you're working, one thing that I found working at home is I can sit down at, you know, 7 in the morning and all of a sudden it's noon and I haven't taken a break. Get some sort of a walk app, something that'll remind you to get up and move.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, so that you're not spending, you know, it's easy to just get sucked into to finishing up this work and not not paying attention to trying to stay in shape and get up and walk around and not always just to the fridge.
So there, that's a very good point and very important as well. So, of course, when you're downloading apps, be sure to snag the Into Tomorrow app. We're not going to help you fitness-wise necessarily, but we will keep you entertained and informed with people like Jan on the show. You can hear 24/7 and have that in the background. Maybe not so much the TV because then you're distracted from your work, but you can certainly play the radio, you know, play our stream, that kind of thing, and stay productive.
And, you know, social media, the biggest thing when I left my day job 26 years ago was no coworkers. I know coworkers are annoying. They can be, some of them. But you really, that will, you really need to find some social apps and give yourself a little bit of a mental break and jump on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all the different things that you can jump on to just stay in touch with people, because you're not going to have coworker drop-ins. You're not going to have, you know, any kind of contact with people, and that for your own mental sanity, you need to keep in touch with people. So sure, download some social apps and make a little time for that too.
You know, I feel sorry for the FedEx and UPS and letter carriers and that kind of thing, because you know you're going to be standing at your door taking a box and just trying to engage in conversation with another human being in person. I mean, you know,
six
feet away, open the door, stand back. But still, these poor people have deliveries to make, and you're going to be kind of wanting to. So, how are things?
You know, it's like, are they outside?
Right.
That's the real world. Yeah.
I'm not going to make you sign because you don't want to touch anything, but I got to go. You know.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, perhaps that's something that people are going to be having to deal with as well. So don't forget to, I guess, use your webcam, too, once in a while. That's the other reason for dressing at least in a nice shirt, because maybe you want to engage socially that way. And I hear people already that are saying, no, it's social distancing. I'm not engaging, period. Well, you can't catch anything over the webcam.
For now, at least, as far as we know right now.
Right. Well, it might be a computer virus, but it's not going to affect you.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, things people just don't think about, you know, that you think, oh, I just pop a computer up in my office and that's it and sit in my pajamas. And there's really a lot more to working at home than that.
Mm. Do you think, Jan, that people are, if they're used to working at home, that they're going to say, you know, this is so much better than going to the office, even when it's okay to, I'm going to just stay home from now on.
Yeah, that, or we may have a wave of baby boomers retiring a lot earlier than they were going to.
Yeah, very. Speaking of which, of course, around Christmas time this year, I think we're just going to have a wave of babies.
Yeah, for sure. And I think perhaps in a couple of weeks, if your spouse is also working at home, a wave of divorces.
You know, very good point. I was talking to a friend of mine as well that says his partner was finally getting permission to work from home. And I said, well, think about this. You know, do you really want to be around each other all day, every day? And then work involves one of you's on the phone. The other one said, hey, not so loud or this or that. And they have a small apartment. And it's like, really? Do you? And then and then the reaction was, OMG, what have I done?
Right, for me, I'm like, all right, everyone, shut up. I've got to get on the radio. Shut up.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you got to put the dog out back and because you got things to do, a conference call, being on the air, whatever the case. You got to think about all these kind of things, because while there are some great advantages for most of us working at home, there are also disadvantages, many of which you pointed out, too, the distractions.
There are good advantages, though. I mean, you never have to, again, you know, chip in for Krabby Cathy's birthday at lunch. You didn't want to go to her lunch anyway. Now you don't have to.
You don't have to buy those darn school candies either that every other person is bringing in from their kids.
You'll save thousands on that. Also, you can make better lunch choices. No more deciding at 6 a.m. what you want to eat at noon.
That's true.
11:59. Hey, the world is your oyster. Open the fridge. It's all yours, too. You can pick anything you want.
No, that's a good point. You don't have to write your name on your lunch.
Yeah. And you get to the leftovers first, provided your spouse or partner is not working from home.
Yeah.
You had salmon last night. Hey, you can have salmon first this morning.
We're talking with Jan McGinnis, comedian, comedy writer, and keynote speaker, theworklady.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more to keep you smiling, I hope. Maybe a little LOLing going on, and try to maintain a sense of humor, because we'll all get through this all the way into tomorrow.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're talking with Jan McGinnis, comedian, comedy writer, and keynote speaker. What are some of the things to watch out for, though? The overall pitfalls, do you think, when working at home, so that folks also have a little bit of a head start, maybe, in this before they get all excited?
Well, I would say that the pitfalls would be watch the food you stock up on. Seriously, I joke about it, but it's... You were buying a lot of food these days. I saw people in the grocery store. I was in the grocery store, and you will eat the same amount of food. It's just it's very easy to get, you know, into snacking all the time. Don't buy snack. Don't buy candy. Don't buy stuff that, you know, that's your weakness. Sure, you want to treat yourself. Make it hard. Everyone has a fridge in their garage. Put it down there. So it's at least an effort to go down to get it, you know?
Yeah.
Make it a little harder, because those are the pitfalls you got to watch out. You got to watch out for, like I said, not working straight through the whole day. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a social break. Get up and walk around. Move. Otherwise, you're gonna you know, wake up at 5 p.m. and you haven't done anything but sit in a chair.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my gosh. So many things to think about, and we invite our audience to visit theworklady.com for more. And perhaps you've got a group of less than 10 people, and you need a keynote speaker, or when this blows over, and it will, you certainly want to look at Jan for humor keynotes, comedy shows, just the whole gamut, because she will keep you smiling. Theworklady.com. Why that name? How'd that come about?
Spell McGinnis, and it's Jan McGinnis. And so I thought, I do a lot of work humor. I do office humor. I do other humor on dieting and kids and that sort of thing, but also work humor. So I started out just saying that, and it kind of picked up on it. Maybe it'll be the work at home lady now.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll look for a change, but just make sure the worklady.com points to the work lady at home, or work at home lady, or whatever. Yeah.
But it's good to laugh, you know, in these times. I think people need some laughter and need to kind of change their outlook. We're not laughing at the virus. Certainly it's a serious matter, but you can certainly have some fun with the subjects around the virus. Our crazy shopping, our, you know, our need for thousands of rolls of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Have some fun around it and give yourself a break and laugh.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, because I am so tired of people that say, how dare you laugh at a time with such a serious thing? And you're right. We're not laughing at the people, certainly not laughing at the deaths involved and so forth. But we're trying to maintain not only a sense of humor, but just a realistic part of our life, that we'll get through this. And sometimes you got to smile your way through something in order to help. And I think that's what you're helping us do, and I very much appreciate it. I have put more fun memes on Facebook and all of my anti-social media stuff than I ever did before, and people are reacting to it, and they're liking it, and they're sending me private messages, hey, thanks, because so many other people are so down about everything, and there's a lot of reasons to be down, yeah, but pick yourself up, and let's try to just get through it together, and Jan, you're helping us do just that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've been using an app that makes my dog talk. So I have my dog talking and giving virus updates on Facebook. And feel free to check it out on Facebook there. And it's fun. People love hearing my dog Delilah talk about today. It was the sock market. And she didn't understand it was a sock market.
The sock market. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun with that.
I'll bet.
You know, we're not laughing. Again, we're not laughing at the coronavirus. We're not making fun of all the seriousness, but you can certainly have some fun with things around the virus, you know, the shopping and the hoarding and the working from home and that sort of thing. You can certainly have some fun with the subject around it and give yourself a little bit of a mental break.
Yes, and we all need that, and especially if you're cooped up, for lack of a better term, if you're self-quarantining, if you're social distancing, whatever term you want to use, if you're imprisoned in your own home for a while, then you've got to find some things to just make you smile. I found myself looking at more DVR comedies. You know, I've got a ton of stuff I haven't watched, and when I can push away from the computer and the work and just sit back and say, okay, I need to relax, I'm watching less of the serious stuff, you know, less of the dramas, and more of the sitcoms, because I felt that it just kind of helps me to LOL, you know, and why not? You know, we need to deal with it, and God forbid any of us should catch it and have, you know, serious issues and things of that. I think all the more reason to keep up your attitude and try to fight through it by smiling, by laughing, by engaging digitally with as many people as you can.
For sure, yeah. We're gonna all get through this, and you can either get through it the hard way or the easy way.
Yeah.
Get through it the easy way and have some laughs. Have some fun.
Love it. Well, one of the easy ways, again, is to visit theworklady.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Jan McGinnis, thanks so much for sharing your humorous knowledge with us and your hints and tips, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again sometime soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave. Take care.
Our pleasure. intotomorrow.com. We're back shortly here on the Advanced Media Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
I'd like to wish you guys a belated 25th anniversary, and do as many more as you can. It doesn't have to be 25, but keep on going.
Well, thank you. Glenn in Pittsgrove, New Jersey. We appreciate that. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Brad in Mississippi listens on Super Talk Mississippi.
I just listened to you guys talking about various web browsers. And I wanted to comment that I find occasionally, rarely, that there are certain sites that Internet Explorer is the only browser that they work on. Believe it or not, it happens. Some banking sites that use Java or other products, it's kind of weird that they will only work properly with Internet Explorer. Rare, but it does occur.
Well, Brad, you're right. We've run across those scenarios, too. And, of course, while other browsers are working hard to make sure that everything works, so many websites out there have so many peculiarities that it's difficult sometimes. We've not had any trouble, really, with Firefox or Chrome, but check it out. And if something doesn't work well, go to another browser. Visit us at intotomorrow.com regardless.